Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Registration and Standards Isolation Station. Today we're going to be chatting to our newest member of the team, Daniel, finding out a little bit about him, and he's also got a little quiz for you which we'll give the answers to next week. Don't forget, listening to this counts as well-being minutes, so make sure you log those. And if you've got any ideas or any questions that you want to ask, then let me know. But first of all, let's have a little bit of music and then we'll go and meet Daniel.
Fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But I
Sons and I Will Wait, and someone we don't have to wait any longer to meet, except for in person, is our new member, Daniel. Daniel, welcome to the IET.
Yes, thank you.
So this must be the strangest induction you've ever had.
Yeah, it's not quite what I was hoping for, obviously, when I was offered the job. But I have to say it's gone a lot smoother than I was worried it might.
Yep.
You know, it's unprecedented, isn't it? It's not something you ever thought you'd have to deal with.
No.
But so far, I mean, everyone's been really welcoming and helpful, and I think that's made the world a difference.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so all going well, I think.
They are a very good team. And, you know, we are looking forward to welcoming you into the
into the office. One of the things that I always tend to do is always make tea for everyone. So if someone else can start doing that for us, that'd be great. If you enjoy making a cup of tea, it's a bit of the initiation.
Well, I'm happy to do that. Unfortunately, I'm possibly the worst tea or coffee maker in the world.
That's fine, because the team love a bad cup of tea or coffee.
Perfect, perfect.
The team now are going to be screaming because I never do it. So I could just carry on saying it's always me making them, but I never do, and I get lots of stick.
At the moment, I can't prove you wrong, so...
It's very true. I don't do it. I'm just always too busy. Some of your best friends, how would they describe you?
Oh, well, I think most of the words would probably be not fit for me to say. I'd like to think, I always think I'm a bit of a joker. I like to think I'm funny. I'm sure that you'll find out whether or not that's true or just sort of my ego. I'm pretty much up for anything. So I would hope they'd say outgoing, something to that effect, fun.
Good.
They'd probably also all agree that I'm a shocking dancer. As I tend to only ever be caught dancing if I've perhaps had a few drinks. And it's something that you might end up seeing at some point, and I'm sure you'll agree with them on that.
I'm pretty sure now you've mentioned it. I think people will be waiting for that moment
to see it. Techniques are not good.
Any hobbies? Any interests?
Yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of music. I like to go to gigs and do travelling and that kind of thing. I think that's the main one. And obviously at the moment, the travelling is a no-no.
Yeah.
And all the gigs I was meant to be going to have been cancelled. So they're sort of the big ones. I'm a Spurs fan as well.
Oh, Daniel, you already sound like a fantastic person.
Yeah, I do have to call you out on a Spurs mistake that you made, I believe, on the last podcast, where you referred to Harry Kane as the Spurs captain.
Hugo Lloris.
Yeah, and I do feel the need to mention that.
No, that's a fair point. England captain, but not Spurs captain.
England captain, but not World Cup winning captain. No. Maybe one day, but no. We'll see.
No, it's a fair point and it's well made, and I accept that I made a mistake.
Just felt the need to say that.
No, you should, and so you should. So what was the last gig you went to?
Last gig, it was someone called Cashmere Cat.
Okay.
Who, it's sort of, I'm in sort of a lot of electronic and sort of dancey kind of music. And I was expecting it to be pretty tame, to be honest, based on sort of the list. I didn't know much about him. And it's sort of a DJ set. I didn't really expect too much, but it was very good. It was at a venue in London, the name of which escapes me. But yeah, very good, like 200 people in the room. Yeah, so that was the most recent one. And I've had a couple since then that I would have been going to that have been cancelled.
That's a shame. But so what's going to be the first one you're going to get to when isolation is over?
I've got one in end of June that's not yet been cancelled for Deadmau5, which I think will be cancelled. And then the next one that I've definitely got booked in is October. It's someone called Gesaffelstein, and it's in Paris.
Wow.
So that should be good. I've never even listened to any of his music, but my friend suggested it and I said, why not?
So if you was on, have you ever seen Take Me Out with Paddy McGuinness?
Yeah. I'm worried where this is going.
All right, so if you're on that, and you're coming down the love lift, and they have a theme playing. What is your song going to be coming down the love lift?
What's my song? I mean, there's so many options for this. Trying to think of something that's sort of dancey, and I might go for it's something that no one will have heard of. It's called Cucumber Water by a French artist called Biscuit, and it's sort of like a chill sort of dancey tune over the top of a rap song.
Okay.
So something like that, something in that kind of sort of genre where it's a bit of a mix. You don't know what you're expecting.
Nice.
I don't know how I could possibly dance to that, but I'd find a way.
Well, it don't matter because you said you can't dance anyway.
Well, no, I know, but, you know, maybe they'd want a bad dancer. You never know.
I think everybody loves a bad dancer. I think it's what you lack. I always believe that what you lack in talent, you make up for in performance. Absolutely. So So yeah, just what you're lacking to that, mate. It's, yeah, I've got a career out of it.
I respect that. I won't comment.
So here's Daniel's Love Lift song, Cucumber Water by Bisquick.
What do you miss most about being locked up?
I think it's one of those things where you get used to it because you're so used to seeing people as being an option, but just sort of going to the pub with a few mates and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, travelling and gigs are one thing, but just being able to go down for a quick drink with a few of your mates is probably the big thing I'm missing.
So with travel, where was the last place you travelled and where's the next place you're travelling to?
Next place, I'm not quite sure. I was meant to go to Czech Republic last week, which got cancelled. I've not been away for a few months, actually. I think the last couple of places I've been to have been Paris, just out of coincidence. I'm not a massive fan of Paris compared to other places, to be honest, but I think the most recent ones have been Paris and Berlin wasn't too long ago that I went there.
Okay.
So yeah, next ones will either be Paris in October or hoping to rebook the Czech Republic one.
Nice.
Visiting a friend that lives out there. So not even going to Prague. Second city, Brno, that no one's ever heard of.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So when we move back into the office, are there any strange habits that you have that we need to be aware of?
I wouldn't go strange. So much. I think I'm a little bit of a fidgeter.
Okay.
If I've got a pen in my hand and I'm not doing anything with it, I will probably be tapping on the desk. So I've kind of stopped myself doing it, but I've found I've been at home and I know that I'm not bothering anyone. I've fallen back into that habit. So feel free to slap the pen out.
No, that sounds good. Because there's a few of the team that do love a tapper and there's a few of them that absolutely love whistling as well.
I can't whistle, unfortunately.
That's right. Just the making the effort of trying to whistle will wind them up. So we just do it anyway. But yeah, no, there's plenty of fidgeters. We get a few of the team that sit listening to music while they're concentrating on things they're doing. And unbeknownst to them, while they're sort of tapping their toes and rocking their heels, their chairs are just squeaking constantly. Mm. And we have to give them a quick sort of slap around the back of the head or pull their headphones out of the machine.
Singing, because that's the real danger.
Yeah, we try to get an earworm in every day. So for a little while, we used to just come into the office and start singing Lucky, Lucky, Lucky Me. Right. And then it would just stick with people's heads from the advert. So if you can get a good earworm, you know, Manamana is always a good one from the Muppets. Just get that going. And then people say, oh, Glenn, why did you sing that? And it's stuck in my head now. And you just carry it on for a while. So it's a good one to have. Get an earworm in there.
Okay. I was a bit concerned when you said earworm. I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, that's week two. Yeah, earworms is week two. So if you could be locked down with anyone at all, alive or dead, who would it be?
Well, that's a tough one because I you'd want to go for someone that would, you know, keep you entertained, but not to the point of annoyance, which I think rules out pretty much any, you know, comedian or funny person because at some point you would want them to shut up. So I can't actually think of a specific one. I think, ideally this is quite sad, but I think my mate Joe.
That's
because
I've
been away with him quite a lot and we don't really get tired of each other anymore. And it'd be a lot more fun to sort of, you know, watching TV, playing games if you've got someone there. So I think I'm going to say my mate Joe and I will
tell that I've good. Said this. Joe is a good one and it's much a much safer bet than Adolf Hitler, like Ant decided he was going to be locked up with.
That would be interesting. Like, I wouldn't necessarily like to be stuck in a room with him, but being a fly on...
Who, Ant or Adolf?
Well, yeah, and Adolf Hitler having a chat. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that, because I'm sure that would be really entertaining.
What do you miss most about being locked up?
I think it's one of those things where you get used to it because you're so used to seeing people as being an option, but just sort of going to the pub with a few mates and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, travelling and gigs are one thing, but just being able to go down for a quick drink with a few of your mates is probably the big thing I'm missing.
So with travel, where was the last place you travelled and where's the next place you're travelling to?
Next place, I'm not quite sure. I was meant to go to the Czech Republic last week, which got cancelled. I've not been away for a few months, actually. I think the last couple of places I've been to have been Paris, just out of coincidence. I don't normally, I'm not a massive fan of Paris compared to other places, to be honest, but I think the most recent ones have been Paris and Berlin wasn't too long ago that I went there.
Okay.
So, yeah, next ones will either be Paris in October or hoping to rebook the Czech Republic one.
Nice.
Visiting a friend that lives out there. So not even going to Prague. Going to second city, Brno, that no one's ever heard of.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So when we move back into the office, are there any strange habits that you have that we need to be aware of?
I wouldn't go strange. So much. I think I'm a little bit of a fidgeter.
Okay.
If I've got a pen in my hand and I'm not doing anything with it, I will probably be tapping on the desk. So I've kind of stopped myself doing it, but I've found I've been at home and I know that I'm not bothering anyone. I've fallen back into that habit. So feel free to slap the pen out.
No, that sounds good. Because there's a few of the team that do love a tapper and there's a few of them that absolutely love whistling as well.
I can't whistle, unfortunately.
That's right. Just making the effort of trying to whistle will wind them up. So we just do it anyway. But yeah, no, there's plenty of fidgeters. We get a few of the team that sit listening to music while they're concentrating on things they're doing. And unbeknownst to them, while they're sort of tapping their toes and rocking their heels, their chairs are just squeaking constantly. Mm. And we have to give them a quick sort of slap around the back of the head or pull their headphones out of the machine.
Singing, because that's the real danger.
Yeah, we try to get an earworm in every day. So for a little while, we used to just come into the office and start singing Lucky, Lucky, Lucky Me. Right. And then it would just stick with people's heads from the advert. So if you can get a good earworm, you know, Manamanar is always a good one from the Muppets. Just get that going. And then people say, oh, Glenn, why did you sing that? And it's stuck in my head now. And you just carry it on for a while. So it's a good one to have. Get an earworm in there.
Okay. I was a bit concerned when you said earworm. I didn't know where that was going.
But, yeah, that makes sense. No, that's week two. Yeah, earworms is week two. So if you could be locked down with anyone at all, alive or dead, who would it be?
Well, that's a tough one because I you'd want to go for someone that would, you know, keep you entertained, but not to the point of annoyance, which I think rules out pretty much any, you know, comedian or funny person because at some point you would want them to shut up. So I can't actually think of a specific one. I think, ideally this is quite sad, but I think my mate Joe.
That's
a
good one.
I've been away with him quite a lot and we don't really get tired of each other anymore. And it would be a lot more fun to sort of, you know, watching TV, playing games if you've got someone there. So I think I'm going to say my mate Joe and I will
protect that. That's good. Joe is a good one and it's much a much safer bet than Adolf Hitler, like Ant decided he was going to be locked up with.
That would be interesting. Like, I wouldn't necessarily like to be stuck in a room with him, but being a fly on...
Who, Ant or Adolf?
Well, yeah. And Adolf Hitler having a chat. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that, because I'm sure that would be really entertaining.
Really random. What was the last thing you ate?
Chocolate eclair.
Nice.
Yeah, at the end of my lunch. Chocolate eclair from Tesco.
Chocolate eclair, lovely.
Yeah, nice. not a bad answer. I'm quite happy.
It's a very good answer. It's a strong answer, that one. So, little competition for the team, which we will reveal at one of the virtual walkabouts that we'll have. Can you tell me four facts about yourself, but one is fake? And then the team have got to work out which is fake.
Okay, I think I'll go for sort of more anecdotal ones rather than when my birthday is. So,
okay.
First one is going to be that I climbed a mountain in Seoul while hungover. Then I'll go for, I bumped into my favourite DJ in New York at like 4 a.m. in the morning in the street.
Who's that?
He's called Porter Robinson. It was my favourite too. It was Madian and Porter Robinson. Then I'll go for, while at a ski resort in Turin, you'll remember this happening, the Spurs-Juventus game, the second leg. I was sat watching it in a room mostly full of Italians, quite a lot of them local to Turin, wearing a Spurs shirt. You know, having a drink, surrounded by a couple of them, I believe, were, you know, Juventus ultras. So, yeah, I'll go. That'll be my third one. And the fourth one is, I'll say, met a couple of my very good friends in an underground car park in Paris drinking wine. We'll go
four. Okay, so three of those are true and one is false.
Yes.
Okay, and then we'll do a grand reveal at the one of the next two virtual walkabouts.
Yes, sounds good. I mean, none of those particularly reflect too well on me, but, you know.
No, you'll be surprised. You sound like you're going to fit in very, very well.
That's good to hear. That's what you want to hear, isn't it?
It is indeed. So, if you could have any superpower during isolation, what would it
during
be?
During isolation?
Or to help with isolation?
The ability just to go to sleep until it's all over would be nice.
Really?
Yeah, just you could skip it then, couldn't you?
That's true. Hibernate.
Yeah, hibernation would be nice. I think, because if you'd said in general, I'd have gone for something like, you know, I think Ant said telekinesis, which would be cool. But I don't really need to move things because they're all next to me at the moment. I would have maybe gone for something like super speed, but where can I go? So, although I guess I could go further on my 1 hour run. So that'd be nice.
I could run over
somewhere to somewhere they're pretending it's not happening.
That's very true. Very true. I'd go for invisibility, then no one's going to know, are they? You can do what you like then.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I don't know, but there's not really much you can do. You still have to distance, wouldn't you? Except no one, that'd be a nightmare.
I wouldn't have to queue.
You wouldn't have to queue, but you'd just be walking right past people. Depends
that's true.
If you're invisible to the coronavirus as well.
Yeah, I guess you'd want to double up. You'd want immunity from any viruses and super speed or invisibility.
Yeah, I feel like now we're just descending into what kids say when they just start listing several and say, but they're all one. The ability to wish it was all over. And then
that's very true. Very, very true. So what was you doing before you joined the IET?
I was working for a law firm, sort of a regional sort of size one. So I worked in the Royston office with, you know, 10, 15 other people, but there were five other offices, total of 300-ish people. So, you know, fairly sizable. And I was sort of a legal assistant for the residential property and litigation team. So a bit of a mix. And prior to that, I was the receptionist and did all of the back office kind of stuff as well.
Okay. So, and what drew you to the IET?
Well, I mean, really, I was just looking online one day after deciding that I wanted to move on. And I sort of made the decision in my head that I didn't want to move to another law firm. Having interviewed at a couple and just not really sort of going through it for the interviews and thinking I'd probably end up in the same sort of situation further down the line. Just, you know, law firms are all going to be quite similar. And I saw the job listed and I thought, oh, that sounds like something that's a bit different. But I've worked previously for the Furniture Ombudsman, which is part of the Fira building sort of nearby.
Yeah.
Just around the corner. And that was doing sort of an application processing role, but obviously a much more basic one. And I thought, oh, it sounds like something I could maybe sort of learn to do. So I'll give it a go. And I think it was the only job as well that I think I saw was being advertised by the company itself as opposed to a recruitment agent. Which honestly just made me think it cuts out the middleman. I'm not getting sort of any what I'd like to call sort of guff from the recruitment agent. I got sort of a simple email just offering me an interview. And then, yeah, I went to the interview. Karen and Sam both seemed very genuine, very friendly, which with my last sort of few interviews I'd been on previously, all being at law firms, I'd sort of walked away from at least a couple of them thinking it's not really a place I'd like to work. But the main thing was walking out of the interview, having spoken to people sort of that were coming across friendly and genuine, and thinking, you know what, this seems like it's a nice place to work.
They are. I'll cut this bit out of the podcast, but they are a really fantastic team, and Karen and Sam are great. And the whole of the registration standards department is a nice place to work, and they're a great team. But I will cut all that out because I can't let them know.
No, you can't do that, because I mean, then you're putting the ball in their court, aren't you?
Exactly. It's a sign of weakness.
You can't, especially not now. Especially not now.
Not now. When strength and leadership is what is required.
That's what you need. So. Yes.
So you follow the mighty Spurs, which is fantastic. Have you been to the new stadium?
Yeah, I went, trying to think when it was. It was probably October, November time to see the Olympiacos game where we were 2-0 down at half time or whatever it was. 1-4-2. Yeah. So I went to that with a few mates and that was good. I was sort of hoping to go back at some point this season, but obviously that's not a thing.
Looking unlikely. No, I was at that game as well. And we had about four or five Olympiacos fans behind us.
Because obviously,
because Tottenham, where it's situated, you've got an area called Palmer's Green, which people refer to as Palmer's Greek because it's a lot of Greek people have lived there. And a lot of them, you know, their Greek team and their English team. And the English team was Spurs. So a lot of them were behind us, and at 2-0, it was awful. But as we turned that game around, it was fantastic. It's just a shame the run come to an end. But it was
a good game. I saw it was unlucky. And the negatives, I think, of the new stadium. But no, it's a great stadium. Yeah. I went to one Wembley game, and the atmosphere was pretty dire. And that was the United game where we scored after 11 seconds. And it still, the atmosphere wasn't great.
Yeah. Have you got a message for the team?
Sort of thank you for being very welcoming and that kind of thing. And the main thing is I'm looking forward to actually meeting everyone whenever that is. I'm looking forward to actually getting into the office. And, you know, it would normally be names to faces, but I think it'll be the other way around. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, maybe we should, when we get you back in, you have to try and recognise people by voice. So let them introduce themselves, but don't give your name, and then you can try and work out who they are.
Pictures that I've seen of most of these people.
Ah, but some of those have put photos on from years ago. You should see them now. Oh.
Maybe
photoshopped pictures and pictures of when they were like 16. I mean, and you go and see them now, and you think, hang on a minute.
A few people might blow me then. I wouldn't like to name names, but you never know.
Do you have a song that you'd like to dedicate to the team?
Yeah, I'll go for it. It's by Club Feet. It's Cape Town, the Panama remix. And it's...
Club Feet, yes. Panama.
It's a remix. It's sort of just an upbeat sort of summery song. And it's quite sunny outside now at the moment. So it's a nice one to sit in the garden and listen to, I think.
Fantastic. Daniel, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. And we all look forward to welcoming you to the team and the department when we finally get back. But until then, we'll carry on chatting over the virtual airwaves. All right, you take care. Have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, no problem.
And thank you for your time. Cheers, bye. Daniel. Thank you very much, mate. Bye.
So here's Daniel's song to you. It's Club Feet by Cape Town, and it's the Panama remix. Thank you. So that was Daniel's song to all of you, Club Feet, Cape Town, the Panama remix. Thank you all for listening. Hope you had a good time. And once again, need to finish with some very good advice from the baked potato.
Baked potato changed my life. Baked potato showed me the way. If you want to know what is wrong from right, you must listen to what potatoes say.
Wash your hands and stay indoors.
Thank you, baked potato.
Only visit grocery stores.
Thank you, baked potato.
And if you want to have a better day, you must listen to what the baked potatoes say.
Keep your distance, make some space.
Thank you, baked potato.
Remember not to touch your face.
Thank you, baked potato.
And if you want to have a better day, you must listen to what the baked potato